picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're in the midst of talking swimming pool prep and maintenance this time of year. And we've had the show interrupted by a phone call from Matt, who's got one of my guys out on the job who I was trying to get in here in the studio. You can't put him on the phone for me, can you, Matt?
I can't, and now you're making me feel guilty. I feel like I owe you a coffee or something.
It's working. All right. All right. So I was anxious to hear the rest of your story.
Yeah, so as a DIY guy, I thought, you know, I would do an epoxy coating and you know, maybe that would get me 5, 6, 7 years before I would have to redo the pool. And,
yeah.
You know, as I looked at the expense of it, with the size of my pool, it would have been about $2,000 in materials. And then I'm in a fishbowl of white, and, you know, I'm a school administrator, so I'd be working during the summer, which is not a great time to be in the bottom of a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So I got on your page and called Above and Beyond, and you know, they were great. They walked through the process. You know, they'd been out at the house a couple of times, giving me quotes and estimates and ideas. And once they gave me the numbers, I was floored at how I don't want to say inexpensive, but how much less it is to redo a pool than I had first thought. And we're upgrading from a plaster to a pebble surface.
That's cool.
And, you know, going from with their plaster, it was a 5-year warranty. With the pebble, it's a 15-year warranty. And I thought, man, to know that I'm not going to have to do this for 15 years, you know, I'm really glad that I jumped on your website and talked to Mike and Troy over at Above and Beyond and had them do it. And I had another contractor who redid our waterfall and the decorative rocks around the pool. And they added a water slide for the kids, which was really cool. And again, because we're doing all of this at once, it was just way less expensive than I thought. And
wow.
Now I get to sit here and drink coffee and watch them instead of sitting in the bottom of a pool with, you know, epoxy and trying to make sure that I'm doing it right and knowing that it's probably going to be screwed up and I'd have to redo it in a couple of years.
No, it's Rosie on the House mission statement to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We're all about improving your quality of life, and sitting on the patio watching them do it is an extreme improvement of quality of life for you.
So I'll make sure that I send you some pictures of the job they do once they're done. But, yeah, we've got the tile in now. The rocks are done, and they're just doing the pebble coating and then the final acid wash. And by midweek next week, we're going to be filling it up. And I might have to jump in the pool, you know, before the temperatures hit 80 degrees just because it's going to be so beautiful.
Just because it's done. Absolutely. Well, Matt, I can't thank you enough for giving us a ring. We appreciate that. And your testimony with Rosie on the House Partners is like we get all week long from homeowners that are using our entire list of contractors. We screen them tough, we screen them tight, and we believe, as well as you believe, because you, the Arizona homeowners, have voted us the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We beat out all the local guys, and we even beat out the national gal. Y'all come to us more than you come to anybody else, and we work hard to earn that respect.
We do.
Miss Jennifer.
Yeah.
Now, okay, this is Jennifer's Rosie on the House segment on pool care, and I'm going to go get a donut.
You really have never been interested in caring for the pool or actually even being in it.
Mm-mm.
That was always the kids and I. We love being out there. It's a great family bonding. And in the summer when it's, you know, 120-some, we were out there 3 or 4 times a day.
I never was – never going to have a lawn. I'm never going to have a pool. These are just maintenance nightmares.
But you have both, don't you?
No, we don't have a pool yet. But every summer, I'm like, oh, we're waiting until the youngest one is 5, and then we'll start looking at the pool. But I right now, I just can't imagine not having the lawn, and I can't imagine not having a pool later for them to enjoy. You go to a community pool from where we live, that's a day trip.
And it's a whole different experience. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to just sit by your pool and eat and have your friends over and watch your kids count heads all afternoon while they, you know, they swim away.
Mine's going to be more like a live-in pond, a living pond.
Oh, nice.
You'll be able to wade from the grass into the pond before it jumps off, and all the dirt we excavate is going to go on the back end, and we'll build boulders and a waterfall on it, so it'll be like a year-round feature.
So I think you need a couple extra chairs for the grandparents.
The mulberry trees are going to be big enough now. They'll be able to jump out of the tree limbs into the water or swing on tires.
So, Mike, is something wrong with me while they're all out at the swimming pool? I'd rather be in my own garage sweeping up dog hair, watching like an LSU football game from 1974.
Yeah, there is. Get out there with the kids. Come on, Rosie.
Well, I did want to talk just a little bit more about the plastering idea. Matt has gotten just to do wonderful things with this pool. But you can, if you have, a lot of the pools are still plaster, and you still can get a little life out of them if you want to, if you're not ready to do the whole grand remodel. If you have a plaster pool, it's a smooth white coating. One thing to remember is, you know, it seems early to be talking about pools, but you have to have this done before it's 90 degrees, or else you can ruin your pool. They have to drain the pool. To redo the plaster job right, you have to drain the pool, chip it all out, and redo it. And that is not a do-it-yourself job. Again, it has to be 90 degrees. Also, if you want to, you can just, to get a little life out of it, if you have a plaster pool, you can drain it and have it acid washed. And a plaster job will take about 3 acid washings, and then you probably can't get much more out of it. But one point that Ed from Swimming Pool Warehouse made is, you know, he said, I have several customers who had the acid wash done, got the pool all refilled, and they called and said, help, my pool's turning green. What's happened? Well, if you hire someone to do your pool, your acid wash, make sure that the chemicals to restart it are included.
Oh, that's why the acid wash is $99.
That's right, because they didn't include the chemicals. But you have to have a stabilizer put in. It's a conditioner, plus the acid and the chlorine, and get it all, you know, pH balanced and everything. You can't just fill it with your hose and expect it's going to. That's a question you wouldn't have known to ask your guy, is, are chemicals included?
I think you ought to give everybody your tip on how to get free stuff from the Swimming Pool Warehouse.
Well, we were talking about the Hayward cleaners.
Yeah.
Those little, you know, I used to just have all the kids with the brush out there, but now I don't have time to be out there every day. So I have my little cleaner,
Tom
Hayward cleaner.
Tom Posterino actually felt sorry for you about 8 years ago. As the kids were aging out of the house, I would never get an automatic pool cleaner. Not with 6 kids in the house.
Mm-mm.
No way.
Mm-mm.
And so as they were aging out of the house, Tom Posterino actually felt sorry for Jennifer and installed a pool cleaning mechanism.
Well, now I'm hooked on mine. If I can just keep the grandkids from throwing rocks in the pool, I'll be really ahead of the game. But so they you just plug it in with a flex hose, you know, and it goes all along the bottom. You program it when the electricity is cheap while you're sleeping to clean the pool. And the little feet on it wear out.
Yeah.
And then the little, what else is it? Their feet and
the rollers.
Rollers, yeah. So once a year, Hayward has a week where they'll give you, it's called free wings and feet. But you to know that from the Swimming Pool Warehouse, you have to be on their email list to find out when that week is.
And you can seriously just show up and get free Hayward parts?
Yeah, they don't have an unlimited supply. Ed said last time they did it, there was 50 people online. You know, so
First come, first serve.
The other thing is Hayward also runs specials this time of year, like $75 to $100 off rebates. So it's a good time of year to buy your Hayward cleaner.
Okay. Swimming pool tips from Sweet Jennifer. Yeah, you're only going to get that one place for sure, huh?
Rosie on the house to join the conversation. It's 1-888-767-4348. You can text questions to 411-923. We will have a one more set of Sun Devil tickets to give away for basketball.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sunday the 26th.
That's the USC game.
Sunday. Yes, sir.
USC. Okay.
We'll have those to give away, and we do that through text, so get 411-923 ready. And you can email questions to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Okay. Folks, I want to address something that's going on at our website. Our today's blog is 6 ways to pour life into your aging pool. You'll find that on our homepage, rosieonthehouse.com, along with a contest that we are just launching. It's the first ever, the first annual Great Plumbing Bowl. We'd like for you to click on that. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com or do this. Go to thegreatplumbingbowl.com. And what it is we got together with the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and said, look, we know you guys have a challenging job and can be put on some pretty tough situations that are almost always urgent, right? I mean, it was like this Christmas, Jennifer and I were talking, and we had all the grandchildren there, all 12 of the grandchildren there, and Jennifer and I are in a conversation about what we're going to fix for dinner that night, and one of the kids ran in and interrupted us, and that's something we generally don't allow. And so we ignored him. And he was, T-Bear, Grandma Jenny, Grandma Jenny. And I finally looked at him, and I said, would you please wait? He said, toilet in the hall's overflowing.
You needed an emergency word for for your grandkids.
Oh, yes. We'll get right on that. So plumbing conditions always seem to be like an urgent situation. We've asked the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing to take their cameras and their GoPros and film some of these incidents or recreate some of these incidents. And we want to judge them on creativity. We want to judge them on customer service. We want to judge them on creativity to solve the problem. And we need you, the listeners, to cast your vote for the winner. One of these plumbers will win the first annual Great Plumbing Bowl. And when they do, they will win an Arizona staycation for them and their family. So we had some good participation. We narrowed it down to three finalists. We're going to ask you to go to thegreatplumbingbowl.com and vote for one of the three. The winner will be announced, and then will join us live on air to spend a day with a plumber for all of you regular listeners of Rosie on the House.
Fun. We'll look forward to seeing that. The reports we're getting is a lot of entries so far, so we'll see if our listening audience needs to be big enough that it can't be what plumber has the most family members that he sent to go vote for himself. So we need our listeners to help us participate, make sure the best man wins. Wendy wants to add stone veneer to the side of her stucco house, but is worried that it's too heavy. If you are just putting it straight onto the stucco, I wouldn't say it's too heavy. It's just not made to stick onto the stucco. You're going to have to do a couple different things. There are some contractors that will attach hardy board onto the side and then add the stone veneer onto the top. There's some that will put on a diamond lath to adhere this stone veneer to. So it's just a matter of the attachment method. But no, you can't put stone veneer straight onto your stucco. You are correct at that. Marvell Masonry has a number of different stone veneer products you can go look at from several different manufacturers, and each manufacturer has a variety of styles. It's actually a project that is going on at the Whitman Plantation as we speak. It's just such a sharp look if done right, and really brings out that ranch style home.